While the price paid for cocoa was soaring due to drastically low yields in West Africa, it's highlighted the fragility of smallholder farmers in the Pacific, particularly in Papua New Guinea. Farmers are earning much more after years of being paid a pittance for their production, but that price lift is likely to be transitory. At the same time, most PNG cacao farmers are old and enticing the youth to return is a challenge. Don Wiseman has been looking at what can be done to make cacao farming in PNG sustainable.
Cacao, or cocoa farming, is vitally important for PNG. As a research fellow at the University of Sydney, Tom Swan, who's been working in PNG to develop integrated coffee farming systems, explains.
It's very important. It's around 2 million people. It's their main source of income. So they use this income directly to pay essential things like medical fees and school fees. So it is very much their bread and butter of their personal economies.
For one of those farmers, Agatha Igug, who farms near Madang, the impact of the price surge is huge. She says each year she produces between 30 and 35 bags of cacao, and their value is up nearly 400%.
2 years ago, one bag cost about 450 kina a bag. Now 1,700 per bag.
Agatha Igug also runs a nursery supplying cacao trees to other farmers. The cacao ambassador, Una Brown, who has had a lot of dealings with Pacific farmers, trying to help them raise quality so they can sell to the usually more valuable boutique market, is warning that a price crash is just around the corner and they need to be ready.
We don't want to see that price crash in 18 months. We want this to stay consistent. And in order to do that, because we're talking about the world stock exchange market, right? So it goes up and down in everything, all shares, everything. So for the Pacific, specifically for the Pacific, what we want to do is, over the next 18 months, work with the farming communities to increase their quality. So even if the World Stock Exchange market goes down, we will still be able to get that price for the farmers.
Another critical factor is that the farmers are mostly old and getting older, while PNG has a substantial youth bulge in its population. Some of the work that people like Tom Swan have been doing is developing the Family Farm Team Program. It aims to foster collaboration in families by ensuring everyone in the family steps up and does their share. One key aspect of this is encouraging youth involvement, as Mr. Swan points out.
What I'm arguing is that there's very real financial opportunities and entrepreneurial opportunities for smallholder farmers. And if the youth were more inclined to get involved in the family smallholder farm, they're very likely to produce money that way.
Mr. Swan says one technique they're trying is the use of technology to attract the young back. He says typically younger people are more inclined to use their mobile phones.
So we're developing a mobile application which would have cocoa farming to help them look at things like how to compost, what sort of amendments they can make to the soil, when the best time to pick the cocoa pods are, pruning of trees and other such things to try to engage youth in that medium.
And for Una Brown, her hope is that more and more farmers in PNG will come to know what cocoa is and the reasons it's prized in the Western world. She's convinced this greater understanding would boost enthusiasm for growing cacao.